Buenos dias from Nolita. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 30th of October, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off this week's episode, on Tuesday the 28th, Catalan separatists announced they have broken ties with President Pedro Sanchez's socialist government, leaving his fragile minority administration near collapse. Without Catalan support, Sanchez cannot pass new legislation or budgets, jeopardizing his defense spending commitments and ability to govern. So, why the collapse? Charles Puigdemont, leader of Junts per Catalunya, has accused the central government of breaking 2023 promises that secured Sanchez's party support. He blamed the socialists for failing to implement the amnesty law, gain EU recognition for Catalunya, and grant Catalunya immigration control. Declaring the socialists no longer fit to govern, Puigdemont has also ruled out alliances with the conservatives or far right. Meanwhile, in tourism, according to the 2025 data released by Mabrian Technologies this week, when it comes to tourism across the country, experiences are more important than sightseeing. The report says that between June and August 2025, tourists preferred cultural, active, and nature-based activities over traditional sightseeing booked through platforms like Get Your Guide. In 2025, Spain welcomed over 93 million international visitors, a 10% increase from the previous year. Spending soared to just over 120 billion. Up 16% year on year. Continuing with tourism, based on insights from an Idealista report, Spain is accelerating its bid to lead global luxury tourism by elevating service standards in Madrid, Barcelona, and Marbella. Strategy draws on data from high-value visitor spending data and industry discussions at the Coming Up Forum, which was held on Tuesday the 28th. According to data from Spain's tourism ministry, growth is particularly strong from Southeast Asia, particularly Singapore, where travelers spend up to three times more than the average European. Spain's international education sector and world-famous Camino de Santiago pilgrimage have long been the leaders in long-stay tourism, but this new shift should see higher standards across Spain's most touristic cities. Tuesday the 28th marked a year since the peninsula's catastrophic floods in Valencia, which killed over 200 people and destroyed tens of thousands of cars, shops, and homes. So what's changed a year later? Well, not much. Victims groups continue to fight against the recovery plan that they say ignores the trauma and gives them very little aid that they need. It's late autumn, but in Galicia in the northwest, three men have died from Asian hornet stings in the last couple of weeks, unusual for this time of year, as wasps tend to die off going into the colder months. Regional Xunta de Galicia government has reported an extraordinary increase in reports of the invasive species and urges caution, especially for allergy sufferers, while veterinarians warn that more needs to be done. The Junta has actually spent the last 15 years or so trying to control colonies by capturing queens and destroying nests, but to no avail. Want to distinguish between Asian hornet, wasp, and other species? Check the link in the show notes. More on animals, this time mammals. On Friday the 24th, the country took a historic step by introducing a law to grant fundamental rights to great apes, including orangutans, chimpanzees, bonobos, and gorillas. Ministry of Social Rights, Consumer Affairs, and the 2030 Agenda coordinated the initiative after a campaign by the Animal Guardian Foundation and Proyecto Gran Simio gained strong public backing, supported by more than 150 organizations and over 70,000 signatures from citizens. The proposed law aims to protect apes' freedoms, including the right to life, banning commercial ownership, exploitation, harmful experimentation, and illegal trafficking. Dedicated to the late Jane Goodall, the English primatologist who recently died, it honors her legacy and advances the global movement to recognize great apes as sentient beings. A report published by Animal Naturalis on Tuesday the 28th, attendance at bullfights has stalled over the last couple of years despite millions of euros funding it and its inclusion in the Youth Cultural Voucher Program. In fact, over the last 20 years, overall attendance dropped around 18%, showing a clear downward trend. Experts warn that without more financial support, controversial sport would collapse immediately, reflecting its decreasing social relevance. Surveys indicate strong public opposition, with 77% viewing it as excessively cruel, 58% favoring prohibition, highlighting a generational and societal shift towards compassion over violent entertainment. Bullfighting to traffic this week, the Dirección General de Tráfico announced that by the end of 2025, it will introduce stricter drinking and driving laws, curb alcohol-related accidents. New rules lower the permitted blood alcohol concentration, effectively imposing near zero tolerance for all drivers, including cyclists and e-scooter users. Drunk driving will carry fines between 500 and 1,000 euros, fewer points on driver's licenses, driving bans for up to 4 years, imprisonment if caught above the limit or refusing breath tests, even if you're a tourist. Authorities will also conduct random alcohol checks, particularly in tourist-heavy cities like Barcelona, Madrid, and Palma on the eastern Balearic Islands off the mainland. On to the capital, where on Tuesday the 28th, workers and users of Madrid's Espacios de Igualdad protest against what they describe as the dismantling of the city's equality network. The demonstration included a three-hour strike and a rally outside Madrid City Hall, all in response to the municipal government's proposed equality strategy, which would merge equality centers with services addressing gender violence to form new comprehensive centers for women's care. Protesters, supported by unions CCOO and COBAS, argued that the reform replaces a feminist community-based model with a more bureaucratic one, weakening prevention, empowerment, and participation work, while the city council defends the plan as a way to expand access and reduce cuts and closures. Speaking of demonstrations, on Sunday the 26th, thousands of people protested in Sevilla after it was revealed that more than 2,300 women in Andalusia were not informed about abnormal mammogram results, leaving potential cancer cases undetected. Demonstrators gathered outside the San Telmo Palace, the region's government headquarters, chanting for Juan Manuel Moreno Bonilla, the Andalus leader, to resign. The scandal has sparked protests across several Andalusian cities and increased tension between the region and Spain's central government. Health experts warn that delays in breast cancer diagnosis seriously affect treatment outcomes and survival rates, making timely communication of test results critical. That's not all in the South. On Wednesday the 29th, the regional government issued a mass mobile alert to residents in 12 coastal municipalities due to severe flood risk. Spanish meteorological agency IMET declared a red alert across the province's coastline, urging citizens to exercise caution when traveling. Municipal emergency operations are active in areas such as Aymonte, Isla Cristina, and Almonte, where torrential rain and strong winds are expected. Emergency services have already recorded over 80 incidents linked to heavy rainfall, mainly in Sevilla, which remains under an orange alert. Sevilla and Cadiz have closed parks and public spaces, while ferry services on the coast have been suspended. It's Halloween season, so what better way to celebrate than learning about some customs across the peninsula? Here in Spain, Halloween is as much about ghosts and ghouls as cultural heritage. Seasonal treats like huesos de santo, marzipan bones, and castañas, chestnuts, buñuelos de viento, light pastries, and panelets, marzipan and pine nut treats, are eaten while children go trick-or-treating and celebrate castañada, especially in Catalonia. We're also near Christmas, which means it's delivery season. So what can you expect couriers to do according to the law? In an article published by the Mallorca Daily Bulletin on Tuesday the 28th, readers were reminded of their rights when it comes to parcel deliveries. The law requires delivery to the exact address on the package, and private couriers must deliver within a reasonable time frame. None of this 7 a.m. to midnight nonsense. While couriers may leave parcels with authorized people, doing so without permission is against the regulations. So, next time you get a delivery, take a look at the rules, link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining. We've got several updates in places besides Spain. We've got 9 country updates. We also have 3 non-sovereign shows about the ocean, the Arctic, and multilateral organizations. If you're interested, link in the show notes. Hasta la próxima.